instruments. Who the song sets free? Who is free? Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon, your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Good morning to the body of Christ. I truly thank God that Lord blessed me to come and to share the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Come, I thank God, come. My people of God, come and have your ears open to hear what the Lord is saying to you this morning. The Spirit of the Lord is real. The Spirit of the Lord do exist. The mighty wind of the Holy Spirit is in the air. And those who are able to embrace the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord. He is a person want to witness, want to minister into your heart, your mind, and your soul. Hallelujah. He comes, hallelujah, to give you what you need, give you rest, body, soul, and spirit. My people of God, come and hear what the Lord is saying unto you today. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I truly thank God for everything that He is to us in this hour. Thank you for those who are able to hear and listen to the Word of God. I thank God for all that is able to hear what God is saying to you. Some of you are going through battlefield. You're on the battlefield. Some of you are going through warfare with the enemy. But rest assured, you're not alone. The Lord and His host of angels are with you. They are with you to fight the enemy, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Someone said, and I truly thank God, I came across a story and say, and I thank God, and they tell it is, what is the enemy? Who is the enemy? And what does he want from you? Who is the enemy? Praise God. And what does the enemy want from you? Praise God. And guess what? Satan's job is to come to take down, hallelujah, for us not have a close relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Remember now, the Lord say He come to kill, steal, and destroy. He's a distractor. Praise God. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. Praise God. He's everything that God say about him in the Word of God. But rest assured, yes, he want us. He want us to rebel against God. He want us to have no relationship with the Lord. And he do all he can to do that. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. But God is good, and his mercy endures forever. But one thing about it, the Lord is on our side, and he released the angels who is responsible for us to keep us focused on the Lord, to keep us on the right track of our Heavenly Father. But I truly thank God for you as a people of God who are able, praise God, to put on your warfare clothes on, because this is the day, hallelujah, that we have to fight like we never fight before. Intercede. As the Lord said, praise God, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. Praise God. He spoke that through Paul. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against the spirit of darkness, principality, who is out in the spiritual realm.
praise God. And Michael and his host, praise God, is fired on our behalf. But I truly thank God. Let's keep our eyes on the Lord. But truly, I thank God for Jesus Christ, that the Lord, hallelujah, is teaching us in the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter. We need to put on the armor. We need to put on our war robe, praise God. We need to put on our spiritual garment to get ready and suit up our armor, praise God, because we're going out to fight the enemy, not by ourselves, but with the word of God. That's our weapon, hallelujah, is the word of God. So whatever situation that you're going through, praise God, whatever you're going through, hallelujah, and I thank God for Jesus. I thank God that he is good, that his mercy endures forever. So I truly thank God for all that he is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But God is good, and his mercy endures forever. But one thing about it, we're going to trust in the Lord. We're going to rely on him every step of the way. But I thank God for Jesus. I truly thank God for Jesus Christ, because he is good and his mercy endures forever. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. In the book of Ephesians, that's where I'm going to, but I thank God for his grace, that the Lord wants us to put on our warfare clothes on. We got to fight, like I said, we got to fight like we never fight before. We got to put on the garment of righteousness. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. But one thing about it, I came across this prayer. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And it says, Lord, I pray that you will increase our ability to recognize the enemy's attack and help us to take a stand against his strategies. Protect us from being deceived and give us the greater understanding of how we can stand in the gap on behalf of our loved ones who are under attack. Thank you for being with us continually. Amen. That's right. We asking the Lord to show us how the enemy is operating. And that's the reason why 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., praise God, or 6, whatever, that's when the enemy be up in the morning. But God wants you to get up as well, to seek his face early in the morning. That's when the enemy set up his trap, his schemes, and plots. Or praise God on the righteous people early in the morning. For us to defeat the enemy, we got to go by the way God showed us early in the morning at 3 a.m. Praise God. Sometimes up to 5 a.m. I thank God. That's where you as a righteous person have to defeat the enemy at that time of morning. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. I get up, praise God, to my best ability to be up at 3 a.m., praise God. Myself and my prayer partner, we be up, praise God, praying, interceding for the nation, for somebody's child, somebody's husband, somebody's wife, praise God. Even with deal with the education or deal with somebody's health, praise God, we get up early in the morning seeking the Lord. By reading his word, depend on his guidance and to direct us in a way where he wants us to go. But I thank God that we are facing spiritual warfare, but the Lord is giving us a tool, a weapon, praise God, by using the word of God as our prayer, praise God, using the word of God as our prayer. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. But I thank God. But Paul mentioned in 6th chapter of Ephesians, starting at the 13th verse. And I truly thank God what Paul said, the armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the ruler, against the authority, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you might be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. Then, with the belt of truth buckle around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And I thank God, and pausing, in addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I thank God for Jesus, that we put on the armor, the holy armor. Thank you, Lord, and I thank God for Jesus Christ, that we put on the armor of God every day, throughout the day. We need to put the armor of God so now we can extinguish all the fiery darts that the enemy shoot at us, that we be able to pray against every witchcraft, hallelujah, every false lie, hallelujah. Everything that don't pertain to God, God give us a strategy and how we can present ourselves to the enemy. When God told David how to fight Goliath, he didn't use the armor that man was carrying. He was carrying the word of God. He was going by what God taught him and how to pursue and how to defeat the enemy by trusting in God. By speaking the word of God in his heart, by taking a simple tool of the slingshot and the five smooth stones. And from there, he utilized it and how to defeat the enemy. And that's it. God gave us a tool and how to fight the enemy and how to defeat him by reading and believing and trusting in him. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's stand firm. Let's take hold of what God is saying to us. Put on your spiritual garment. Put on that armor that God required of you. And trust God every step of the way. Don't let the enemy take you down. Don't let the enemy put your back against the wall. You put his back against the wall. And trust the word of God. Speak the word with authority. Speak the word with boldness. Stand firm and believe in God. May the mercy of God be upon every one of you today. Have a great and beautiful day. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.